The report calls for giving the TCEQ authority to enforce drought management plans and asks for the agency to concentrate on better serving the public. But environmentalists like Matthew Tejeda say the Sunset staff flinched when it came to addressing air permitting. Tejeda heads up Air Alliance Houston.
Their functional process interpretation sort of things, and you know, that's the meat and the potatoes of the Sunset review process. But they didn't take them up because of this political fight that is going on over all these other EPA and TCEQ issues.
That aside, Tejeda says he's pleased with the recommendation to raise the cap on air emission fees. The TCEQ can't charge companies for emitting more than 4,000 tons of pollution, which Tejeda says creates an unfair fee for small companies. The program is also $4 million in the hole.
The big boys who pollute more should pay more. The little guys who pollute less should pay less. And hopefully then that will also drive an incentive in there for everybody to try to pay less.
The Sunset staff also recommended raising the penalty cap, the amount that TCEQ fines serious violators. It's capped at $10,000 per violation per day. The Attorney General's cap on environmental violation fines is $25,000. Executive Director David Weinberg of the Texas Conservation Voters hopes the large state budget cap will persuade legislators.
This is a logical place for new revenue to be found that is an incentive for big companies to cut back on pollution, but then funds a very good program.
The Sunset Report estimates increasing the penalty cap would have generated $1.4 million last year and perhaps some additional savings from not having to send some of those cases to the AG's office. But TCEQ spokesman Andy Sines says this isn't the first time the issue has been raised at the ledge.
Will that be a deterrent to businesses? Will that be an extra burden to businesses? Those are big decisions, and that's why those are left up to the legislature to make.
The legislature will also decide whether TCEQ will develop a new way to rank companies it regulates. About 80% of them are ranked average by default because they don't have any compliance history. The Sunset Report said that method didn't properly reflect actual performance. John Sadlier is TCEQ's Deputy Director for Compliance and Enforcement.
Someone who's not dealing with these issues every day knows what that means, that high is a meaningful classification, average becomes more meaningful. Maybe 90% of the regulated community is no longer average. Maybe we have more highs and more lows.
The Sunset Advisory Commission will hear testimony at a public hearing from the Sunset staff, TCEQ staff, and anyone who signs up. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.